Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Shamrock City is the name of the most recent album from the Irish-American band Solace. The title refers to the area around Butte, Montana, where Irish immigrants went to work in the copper mines in the early 1900s. In those days, it was one of the few places in America that welcomed the great wave of Irish immigrants, who often encountered the sign, "No Irish Need Apply," elsewhere. Shamrock City tells a story of immigration, mining, and murder by following the life of Michael Conway, the real-life ancestor of one of the band members. Solace will perform tonight at the Rogers Center for the Arts in North Andover, and they're here in our studios with their song, "Tell God and the Devil."
7 years a minor, a mine to seven more. No better man on earth now to move a mountain floor. So notice in that chippee that drops down every day. No braver man on earth, boys, no matter what they say. So tell God and the devil they can try, but today's not gonna be the day we die. I don't wanna see those helmet men come to carry you. The ground so cold and hard above, they won't even bury you. So tap, tap, tap her lightly, slightly as she goes. You better take some cover now, hide before she blows.
Get those picks and shovels off your backs. Get the rocks into the box and down the tracks.
Well, there's muckers and there's skinners and nippers on the job. They'll work all day and night, boys, as only miners will. We'll chase rebellious copper, at the walls we'll pick and hack. Don't worry if you're digging scared, as miners got your back.
So tell God and the devil they can try, but today's not gonna be the day we die.
Venture down here and the devil's lost your name. Your life hangs in the balance, all this fragile human chain. And when your spirit's waning, fear is yours to tame. When you feel the darkness closing, turn up your cabaret fame.
And tell God and the devil they can try, but today's not gonna be the day we die. Go tell God and the devil they can try, but today's not gonna be the day we die.
Mercy, happy St. Patrick's Day. Great music from the band Solace playing Tell God and the Devil. It's off their new album, Shamrock City. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Boston. So great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having us. Thank you.
So I'm talking to Seamus Egan. And Seamus, why don't you introduce us to the rest of this fabulous band?
I will. Well, sitting next to me here on the fiddle from Rockaway, New York, is Winifred Horn. And then on the vocals next to Winnie, all the way from County Cork in Ireland, is Miss Niamh Varian Barry. And then we've got Mick McCauley on the button accordion, the vocals down there.
Hello.
From County Kilkenny. And then all the way from County Tyrone on the other side of the room is Mr. Eamon McElhone on the guitar and the vocals.
Well, welcome one and all. What a terrific sound you have. Great, great, wonderful energy. And Seamus Egan, tell me about the story that inspired this album. Michael Conway was actually your great-great-uncle. Do I have that right?
Yeah. It was a story that I just, you know, was one of those stories I remember my father telling myself and my sisters and brother just growing up and when we were kids in Ireland, and about, you know, Michael Conway, who left... He left County Mayo in Ireland and made his way to America. He went to Philadelphia first in 1910. Mm-hmm. And he spent a couple of years there. And then 1913 made his way out to Butte, Montana, where it didn't go so well for him.
Mm. I was looking at some of the notes about this album. It tells the story of immigration, mining, and murder. It sounds like it didn't work out well for him out there.
It didn't.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It didn't work out so well. He was just 25 years old when he died. The story that we grew up with was that he was, besides working in the mines, in the copper mines there, he was also a bare-knuckle fighter. Mm. And he was meant to throw a fight, which he didn't, which had been organized by the local sheriff, apparently. He didn't throw the fight. He won the fight, but then was killed.
Because he didn't throw the fight.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So. Tough story.
It was a tough town.
Yeah.
It was a hard way to go, but certainly probably not all that unique.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't actually know this, and this is my own ignorance about my own history. But when I think of Boston, obviously, I think of this great tradition of Irish immigrants. But Butte, Montana, I didn't know about that.
Butte, Montana, at one point had more Irish speakers than any other place outside of Ireland.
Fascinating.
And the main reason was for, I think, you know, at that time in history, the States really wasn't all that friendly to the Irish. And, you know, it was hard for the Irish to find work. You know, the "no Irish need apply" was a common notice next to job notices. So, but in Butte, the largest mine there, the Anaconda mine, was run by an Irish fellow by the name of Marcus Daly. And it was known back in Ireland that if you could get out to Butte, that he would pretty much guarantee that you'd get a job somewhere in one of the mines, if not his.
Well, Seamus, it's so great to have you guys here. Why don't you play us another song? Tell
sure.
us what it is.
Well, since we're talking about Michael Conway and we're talking about Butte, we'll do a song now that sort of tells Michael's story and a bit of the story about Butte. And it's just called Michael Conway.
Michael Conway, in all Ireland I was born. Near the lake of Clonacolly, on a bright summer's morn. But soon came cruel winter, to break and scatter my poor home. And soon came the harsh day, that forced me. Well, I reached old Philadelphia in the brave land of the free, where I met with my two brothers. There was Pat, James, then me. We were destined for the rich land that owns us all from birth. We were bound for Butte, Montana, just still on earth, where their pockets they bulge heavy when the copper's running high, where the hill rewards her brave sons, misfortune or her die, where they tread on silver dollars on a crowded bar. The granite mountain of her precious copper horn. Well, we leaped down off that steam train and stepped out into the yellow mist, with hope still in our hearts then, and a fight in either fist, no. kind face to lead us up to where the dirty smelter spat. And this air I took to hard labour as a butte mining rat. Where we trade the hours of daylight for the smell of copper ore, where it's whiskey and a cow hat to cure our copper sores, where half the town labours while the other half it sleeps upon the granite mountain a mile high and deep. Best me while standing toe to toe, but I defied the crooked sheriff, for I wouldn't throw his fight away. He should have laid it on at 5-2 and backed the bold Conway. I was lifted in Con Peoples with the beer and music flowing free, had just left me. Oh, bad fortune for me, dragged out by crooked cowards, their battens knocked me off my feet, and they left me to die there like a dog in the street, far from the anaconda, the mine with seven stacks, far from the ashen faces of young men with crooked backs, far from the granite mountain and the dusty grave in which I lie. My spirit chases starlings round a clear Mayo sky.
So pretty. That was the song Michael Conway from the band Solace, who are here with us in Studio 3. This is off of their new album, their 11th Shamrock City. They'll be performing tonight at the Rogers Center for the Arts in North Andover. The band members hail from New York, Philadelphia, Ireland, and Seamus Egan. So pretty. I just have to ask you a couple of things I want to talk to you about, but I want to stick with this theme of your great-great uncle, the man who defied the crooked sheriff and then was left to die like a dog there in Butte, Montana. So sad. When you picked up that whistle, I just about lost it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a sad story. It's a tragic story, but you know, it was part of that, you know, part of the immigrant experience. Mm. And you know, Butte was, it was a rough place to be if you were underground, and it was a rough place to be if you know, you were above ground.
So tell us about your performance. I understand you do a multimedia show around mm-hmm. this album. Tell us how that works.
Well, usually, you know, the first half of the concert we're doing the Shamrock City part of the show. So when we were working on the album and writing the songs and everything, we realized that there was an awful lot of ground that you really couldn't cover on an album. And we thought that one of the ways to sort of create a bit of a subtext and just to widen perhaps and hopefully the experience was to be able to accompany the songs with some visuals. Mm. So over the course of the 2 years or so that we've been working on this, we've been out to Bute a few times and we spent a great deal of time in the archives and the museum that they have out there, which both places are remarkable. And we shot a lot of footage ourselves all around town, and we were given access to places that you know, a lot of folks wouldn't have, you know, couldn't get into all that easily. So so we just combined all of the our own footage, the archival footage, documents and all that kind of stuff, and just edited it together to accompany the show. So we've got an hour's worth of material.
My guess is it's it must be hugely powerful. I understand as well that you invite fans to share their families' immigrant stories as well?
Yeah, we've sort of launched this thing last week called Tell Your Story, which really, I mean, once we got into the Shamrock City, we realised that, you know, even though it's a story about Michael Conway and it's a story about Bute and it's a story about the Irish experience and within that, that at its core, it's really a story of immigration. Mm. And the specifics of any one story doesn't really matter. It's just that experience of, you know, people travelling from one place and coming here to the States to, you know, in, for whatever reason, but, you know, ultimately to, you know, make a better life for themselves and their families. And thought that it would be a way for people to share their stories and just that reminder that, you know, that we might be here now, but these stories started somewhere else and a long time ago.
Indeed. Let me ask you finally about Shamrock City. This is your 11th album. I understand it's the first one that you've produced without a record label, and you used Kickstarter, the crowdfunding website.
Yeah.
What's that experience been like?
Well, it's been really fantastic. You know, we didn't really know what to expect going into it. And, you know, honestly, it was a little scary. You know, it was the first time to do something as a band without the support of a record label, and sort of going down the path of Kickstarter. You never really know if anyone's sort of like shouting into the dark. You know, can't see anyone if anyone's going to, you know, shout back or throw something at you. But we were really
no safety net.
There's
guess.
No safety net, yeah. And so we were nervous about it. But we were really, you know, we felt so lucky. You know, that the generosity of our fans and really, you know, made this whole thing possible, because quite honestly, we wouldn't have been able to do it without that, you know, financial support, but also sort of moral support in the whole thing, which is an important thing, because you have an idea to do something and, you know, you don't know if it's a good idea, if there's any interest in it. So to have that, you know, spoken back to you in that way was nice.
I was going to say it's a risky thing, and that idea of no safety net must be hugely nervous making. But when it succeeds, it must be extra special. I mean, to get that direct response from folks.
It was really satisfying.
Yeah.
And since this was something that we really wanted to do and to do in a specific way. That the Kickstarter campaign being successful like it was really gratifying, because it meant, you know, that we had that support, but also meant that we could do it.
Well, Seamus Egan and the rest of the band members of Solace, it's such a great, it's been so great having you in here. Time is running down. I'd love it if you could play us out on a final song.
We will.
All right.
We'll do an instrumental, and it's called Girls on the Line.
All right, Girls on the Line from the band Solace on this Friday before St. Patrick's Day. Their new album is called Shamrock City. Seamus Egan and all the rest of you members of Solace, thank you all so much for coming in. Happy St. Patrick's Day and good luck to you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
And Solace will perform tonight at the Rogers Center for the Arts in North Andover. There's a lot of details at radioboston.org. If you'd like a chance to win a signed CD from the band, go to Radio Boston's Facebook page and click on the giveaway tab. And that's it for today and for this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Have a great weekend. A happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Anthony Brooks. Megna will be back on Monday with me. So join us then for more Radio Boston.